Welcome to Elder Times, a program where we learn about the history of NetLink through the voices in our community. Today we'll be talking with Ken Boney. This will be part two of a series of four interviews.
One old Indian agent up there at what they used to call Isle of Wight. He used to live up there by where that church is now. Yeah, that Baptist church, that area there. I remember that's when they first had TV coming up there. He'd invite a bunch of kids to come over and watch. He had a great big room there where he'd put out that TV and let kids watch TV for a while, hour or so, you know. So that's the first time I saw that, you know. He was a pretty good guy in that thing, an agent. I mean, an Indian cop, and he was a cop. Then they had moccasins, they always played those, yeah. Right up here in the Bond Avenue, they used to do that up here too, right in this area here, some games. They were looking for one object, you know, and they were masters at hiding, you know. And that guy would try to, you know, get to where he hid it, you know. He go through eyes, you know, to see his eye movement, you know, then he knew just where it was at. He'd watch him, he'd fake, you know, then he'd go this way, then he'd fake the other side, then he'd all the time watching him. This one mistake and that was it. Yeah, that's how I knew. I remember that modeling game was played, you know, and all it was but the tricks that you could get, you know, by watching people. Some were pretty good at it. Get so many pegs, you know, they use it all. They give you about, well, if you hit it once, you know, you probably get about four, you know. And then I believe that game was up to, you get about 20, well, then you were the winner, you know. You're a winner of that game, well, then you begin all over again, you know. Start again for another game. Yeah, they used to have a lot of fun doing that. They didn't need anything really, you know. They weren't no alcohol. There was no alcohol around there, you know, at those games or any kind of. So they just played it straight. They had fun, you know. They didn't need it. They didn't need to go get something to get high, you know, before they went to the game. And I remember there was quite a few horses here. There must have been about 15 that were around here. They were nice and tame though, you know. They had a barn down here by Strong's. I think they had about four or five there. Then my grandpa had, over here he had a barn too. He used to have three, I think, Grandpa Bill Boney. Mm-hmm. And then down below the hill, there was another barn down that way, and there was about five. Bill Johnson used to have about five horses down there, too. So, pretty close to the lake there, you know, the barn was. Yeah, I remember that. And you know, you could ride those horses, you know, they were gentle. Yeah, they wouldn't hurt no kids or nothing. Out this way, Lost River that way, you know. Over in that river and towards the Wood Duck that way. Yeah, I used to go on a couple, two or three day camping trips there. I remember long ago, not only my family, but other families, you know. There used to be bunches out there. You saw, it was them. They all go pick them and they bring their berries back. A lot of them would tan them, you know. And some would sell. Yeah, they were pretty strong in their way, you know. I don't remember any real illnesses that were bad back then, you know. They had their medicine, you know, and then just fine. walk around until they died, you know, never needed no crutches or no aid. Because they had that kind of medicine that they knew, you know. The way they live too, I guess, you know. Walking around, you know. Instead of sitting around. Oh yes, they used to have a dance just before, I remember back then, they used to have a dance before when somebody was going into, you know, into the service. And then they would have a dance honoring, you know. And these ones were strong, you know. A lot of them, they all come back. These medicine men, you know, they do a ceremony too, besides, you know. And they give that person something. And they all come back. I remember during World War II, I thought if, never heard of anybody getting killed over there. And just up here until the Korean War, I think there was a couple that got killed here. But back then, they were strong, you know, they did them ceremonies for their veterans, you know, and on returning too, they'd do a ceremony, play a ceremony, so, well, that was pretty strong. Well, I remember a long ago, I used to go home and get married the Indian way, you know, and they would go and, well, I don't remember how it was done, but it would go to one of them old women, elders, you know, that would have to do with certain things. Get that ready woman ready and all that, you know. Make things for her so that, you know, that she would have a good ceremony, you know. And your guy, I don't know, he had somebody else up with him, you know, to get things and all that. You know, then they have their blessing, you know. Yeah, and then that was it. I heard a long time ago they used to do that, you know, all over the place, you know, wherever they had it. Over in Canada, up in Canada too, you know. They used to do that up there too. They, you know, they get married and reservations up there. So, yeah, long ago, I guess they used to do that, you know, but back then when I was there, it was just mostly simple ceremony. Nobody had any horses anyway, you know. So then you go around and you have to go a long way to get a horse. They say, are you worth it? You look for a horse before you know, turn around. But they used to do this, you know, the regular ceremony. Make sure that they had this and that. That was blessed, you know, the woman could keep it more aware during the ceremony. The man would be the same way, and if they make things for him too, you know. But long ago, though, I guess they used to use them, like a horse or something, you know. Yeah, there was one right up on the hill up there. It's up there by the, where that clinic is now, this clinic here now. They were all in the house there, and everything was in there, you know, they had balls in there, you know. And they used that balls in there at night, usually too. Yeah, I guess they would, you know. They used to have one during the summer, you remember. That, you know, that the people would come from a long way, you know. Different reservations. There'd be some, you know, but not too many that I remember. But they would be different people here, you know, during that ceremony. So that not follow. You used to have the last 2 days too, you know. They used to have, what's the same way? These ones are here, you know. Now, 2 days. They respected things too back then, you know. I think it'll be easy, you know, now. If you ever had one of those kind type of housing, you know, you'd probably catch on fire or something, you know. But back then they had pretty well. They respected their, they respected everything.
You have been listening to Elder Times, brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and KBFT 89.9 FM, Boise Fort Tribal Community Radio.